What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts. Ownership, the blueprint is by
me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The final WIP Afternoon Show of 2025. It's been a year it's been. A Super Bowl year. Winning a Super Bowl this year. You know, I don't know.
We yelled at Myles Garrett at Radio Row.
Yelled. That was a great moment.
That was a great moment.
Yeah.
And I actually hope he gets that sack Sunday.
I think. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett.
Well, yeah. And I want to have that moment.
Yes.
It makes it better when we did that to the all-time career sack leader. Yes.
And if he's ever an Eagle, being able to play that for him would be great.
Yeah, again, the audio on it, horrible, you know, because it's so, we start screaming.
Oh, right.
And it's so overmodulated.
The visual.
The video, the video of it is great.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't go like the Favre Strahan sack.
No one's going to give up
that.
A sack.
Yeah, no.
Who do they play? Do you know?
Who's Cleveland play Sunday? It's not the Bengals. It's not the Ravens. Who the hell do they have?
They have the Bengals. They're the Bengals.
It's usually a divisional opponent. Yeah. So yeah, the
Bengals. Get Flacco in there for one sack.
What that Bengals offensive line is bad enough that
he's gonna get a sack. I feel pretty confident. Yeah.
Is it Cleveland or Cincy?
It is in Cincy.
Ah, okay. Go get it, Miles. Yeah. Go get it.
Let's do it, Jack. Let's go there. Let's do it. I don't know what I said there.
Let's get there. Huh?
Not like me.
Yeah, not my best work.
Jack Fritz.
Need another brain juice.
Yeah.
The final hour.
Yeah. All right, listen. So superlatives, right?
No.
No? Okay.
Just awards.
I just have five categories.
Okay.
To lay out. So number five, this is usually hotly contested. Now, I will say, my use of drops has gone down in the last, 2 years.
Really?
I used to, the drop board used to be my voice.
And now you talk more.
Yes. And now I talk more, which is a loss for everyone. So there was some...
That is a loss for everyone.
2 years sort of correlates.
Right.
Ah!
Right.
See? All right.
So there were some good drops that made the drop board this year. You know, we had this one.
We all have duty.
Came out of nowhere, for sure. We had this one.
Guys like to be stroked.
Which will be used.
Yep.
We got this one.
I always rub my stick.
Good one.
Loud, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be drop of the year for a long time.
I took a needle in the ass.
And it is a great drop.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I took a needle in the ass.
But the drop of the year.
What was that for?
I don't know. I forget. But the drop of the year is a late entry, but can already tell heavy usage in 2026, courtesy of Michael Barkin.
Yep.
Bruce Smith with
Lockett. No, that's actually, he's old.
Yeah.
He still can play.
An old man. What'd you think of the D?
Well, I thought the defense did great.
And Jason's like, oh,
what'd you think of the D?
Yeah, I mean that's gonna replace an Ike drop or two.
I hope so.
You know, in that category.
It rivals so closely with Jim Leinen.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
those two are so perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So perfect.
What'd you think of the D?
What'd you think of the D?
Now, see, me, if I was on that panel, I would not have let that pass.
You would have said pause.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You would. Yeah. You are at a point. You didn't even let Jaws get away with one.
Jaws was flustered.
I let him get away with one of them, and then he went back to it again. Yeah. Jason just kept going. He just broke down the play.
So drop of the year is Barkan. What do you think of the D?
Yes, 100%. Okay. What do you think of the D? Drop of the year.
What do you think of the D?
All right. Number four. This is a big one.
Okay.
Guest of the year.
Guest of the year.
Now I know little Elliot.
Guest of the year.
Little Elliot might be thinking, "Ooh, it's me." No,
he's not a guest.
Well, he is a guest.
Oh, Elliot is considered a guest and he's not guest of the year?
I think he's considered a guest, right?
Well,
why could he not be guest of the year?
Because he's not guest of the year.
Okay.
Because Mike Mayock is guest of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen to some of these back and forth.
How much of that success did you see just in their execution, and how much was scheme?
How about you, Spike? Actually being positive here. I like
Oh, luck, man. Wow. All right.
And then followed up quickly with this a few weeks later.
Hey, Mike, how you feeling?
I'm good. I imagine it's been a couple pretty good weeks for talk radio, huh?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, Mike. Is like, on one hand, it is compelling, right? As a human and a broadcaster, all this stuff is compelling. On the other hand, we are fans of the team, and there are moments where when this stuff happens, you just want to be happy and dissect the game. But there's all this ancillary stuff that on one hand is compelling, and you want to talk about it, you have to talk about. On the other hand, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got a question there, big fella?
No. You're making me mad again. I'm getting retroactively pissed off.
Guest of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike Mayock.
Yeah, and we battled through it. I think Mayock and I are in a good place. You know?
Sure.
You
it's
know?
Great.
That
now.
Was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Elliot is not a guest.
I know.
It's part of the damn show.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because even though Mayock was great, if Elliot is considered a guest, he's guest of the year.
Yeah, he is.
Nobody takes it like Elliot.
Yeah. I want to. Easy.
There it is. Okay.
Easy.
I trying to get in
one last time
for drop of the year for 2025.
No one takes it like him. Wow. All right. All right. The third superlative for 2025, caller of the year.
Oh, yeah. This will cause some problems. Caller of the year, huh?
So I have my own vote.
Okay.
What do you?
My vote for caller of the year.
What do you have as caller of the year?
Yoshi and Brewery Town.
Yoshi? Caller of the year?
Can you be caller of the year when you take a month off from the show?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay if you take some time off from the show, but as long as he comes back.
Always positive energy.
Always positive energy. Usually gets off track a little bit.
Yeah, funny.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Who is, well,
Corey,
I mean,
Corey's caller
I have Corey
of the year.
As caller of the year.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Consistent. Love it.
Yes.
Fix the beeps.
He's
largely.
He's the leadoff hitter.
I know. And I love Corey.
Never misses it unless the Eagles lose. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Corey. Corey, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Baseball season, he drops like a 4:30 caller.
Yeah.
Football season, back at
2:10. Yeah.
I thought Chuck, but I was good.
Chuck was there, yeah.
But he had a bad spell in the middle of the year between him and Spike where he got, you know.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
No, I know, but.
But if, Corey, that's the part, the thing, the reason why.
He sticks with it, yeah.
Corey, even if I, you know.
What was that?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
one of those.
Man.
Get one of those.
We're all scared. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's not what I. You know, why don't you shut up in there?
Yeah, okay. No, but like, if I was doing Chuck the last month,
has been great.
Over the last year, Chuck would be caller of the year. But I think Yoshi. Now he's taking a little break. I get it. Yeah. I don't care. I think Yoshi's had a great year.
Yoshi's a great caller. And what do you think of Chuck's integration of racial content into every call over the last 2 months?
Now the beginning of his call today, big swing and a miss.
Yeah, the
mostly it's funny. That one wasn't.
Yeah, I think this is a plantation.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you talking about? Where's the joke? There's no joke.
We just let that one roll.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yep. So
yeah,
hotly contested.
Okay. No, OG Wade, huh?
Again, no. OG Wade peaked 2 years ago.
Yeah,
he peaked.
Yeah, he's had good moments this year.
Good moments.
Good moments.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if he can get it back up.
Yeah.
I was also considering Cowboy Jim, but I didn't think people would like me choosing Cowboy Jim. I thought Cowboy Jim had a great year.
Yeah, he certainly had this was his best year.
He's just like a once every 2 week caller now.
Right, yeah.
And I do think Dustin had a good year. I think Dustin's working his way into.
Yeah.
Herb also dead.
But yeah.
Dead. Just kidding. He's not really dead.
He's not dead.
I'm like, what?
At least we don't.
I just saw him
yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll get to Herb one in a second.
You know what? What's made me like Dustin more is that Dustin used to just be a bit guy, but now I've discovered he's an irrational, big old baby Eagles fan, which makes me like him more.
Sure.
Because I can yell at him a little bit.
Well, I think he does that same thing with the Sixers. I think he believes in the Sixers.
Yeah, yes.
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah. Big
he's
old baby.
Big old baby.
Big old baby.
Second category I have for 2025 is bit of the year.
Ooh, the bit.
A lot of bits.
Yeah, a lot of bits.
And a lot of bits.
Yeah, this show is bit heavy.
Spike has become...
You didn't think I'd be bit heavy like this.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want you to be bit heavy, but I've actually enjoyed it.
You've enjoyed the bit.
I've enjoyed the bit.
Yeah. You need a bit. Life's a bit.
Yeah.
Life's a bit. But my vote for bit of the year, and I was going to bring it up last segment because I was upset that I didn't get it. My bit of the year is Tommy Down the Shore's poems.
Wow.
How about that?
Is it oil?
Yeah.
And Eat the Gabagool.
Yeah. I mean, huge. Huge bit. Wow, what an award.
Yes, I think it wins bit of the year.
You guys totally missed. Are you serious?
What?
And this is what happens when you go on your own. Bit of the year, Fridays at 3:30.
I know.
Oh, Tornado.
And I think Tornado's had a good run. I love Tornado.
A good run.
I think he's had a great run. I like the poems.
Wow.
Tornado Shapiro may be the best bit we do.
He might be the most popular aspect of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Raw dog.
There it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was down
did
to Tornado.
Did you forget about Tornado Shapiro?
I did not forget about Tornado Shapiro. It was down to those two. I wanted to highlight the poems.
Okay.
I wanted to highlight the poems.
Very stupid. Wow, congratulations, Tommy, down the show.
Yeah, how about that?
And when I say very stupid, it is
complimentary. Can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, we got a lot of dumb bits.
Can't go wrong with either one.
Fires and 50, good bit.
Great bit.
Yeah.
I think Text Line's had a good year.
Text Line has had a good year.
A lot of attacking of Spike.
Yep.
Yes.
Is 5:30 Creed?
Yeah,
that's one too.
That started in 24.
It did start in 24, but one would say that it had its highlight the Friday before the Super Bowl at Chickie's.
Yeah.
Was the loudest 5:30 crew.
Many are speculating 3:30 Country is going to be the bit of the year in 2026.
No one's speculating that.
If I can find a country song every day that just has beer in it, I'm going to have you. You're going to be.
You got a beer, dog, and the pickup.
Yeah. And the woman that broke his heart.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good. But the number one category I think people have been waiting for this one, is the Herb Call of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
There's a bunch of different options.
Which one you got? Yeah. Herb Call of the Year.
In my head, there's two in my head.
Okay. Here's my vote for Herb Call of the Year.
I was reading about what's her name.
What actress?
There's so many actresses.
Who?
Rodney Peets White.
Oh yes.
Oh, Holly Robinson.
This is one of the two.
Holly, did you know that she had diabetes?
I did not know that.
Come on, man. She's a spokesperson for this company called GL Pro.
Okay.
And some doctor from Maryland, from Johns Hopkins. It's a natural supplement to reduce
thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
It was to reduce the blood sugar.
Do you know she was in 21 Jump Street?
The doctor's wife had a heart attack down in Orlando.
What?
And so when she had the heart attack, she's okay now. He decided to, he's been a doctor, he's a diabetes doctor for 22 years. They found out that in the pancreas, somewhere in the pancreas, they have this, there's like a bug in there that's flying around. I forget what they call
it.
It keeps the bug living, in your pancreas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is he talking about? Wow, that was a great one. That was one of the two I had in my head.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That one, I forgot about the bug in the pancreas.
Yeah. Flying the pancreas.
And the doctor died of a heart attack.
And the way he says diabetes.
Diabetes. The only other Herb one I had in my head was when he got creepy about my wife.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was
a big one.
I saw a picture of your wife. I think you brought up three consecutive calls.
Yeah, I was worried
calls.
For about a month there. Yeah.
Wow. Great job, Jack. Great job.
Nice job there, man. That might be your best of the year.
Yeah. This hour. This hour sponsored. Yo, I have a question on Bit of the Year as well.
But ooh, after, yes, yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year on sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Is now, maybe it's not considered afternoon show, but I think it should be. Is Joe versus Jack? Certainly has a it seems like 100 years ago, honestly.
Right.
But
yeah. It was hot at the time though.
It was hot.
Golf and baseball were very
a lot of clicks.
Yeah, a lot of clicks.
Dude, the amount of people we got to come out to what was it? Was the White Marsh
Plymouth White Marsh
High School. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That was a big
that
one too.
That was a good one.
That was a good bet.
Yeah. That was a big one too.
It's dead now. We're not gonna do anything.
No, we are. We're gonna play the basketball. We are going to play the basketball.
One-on-one somewhere.
And before the game, Seltzer's
determined to have that.
Seltzer's jumping through a table to start the game.
I like that.
There it is. That's what he's got to do.
I like that.
Seltzer jumps through a table.
Got to redeem himself.
Yes, absolutely. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's happy up, holidays. Dustin?
What's up, Dustin?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, the only problem with that is who's going to run the morning show when Spritzy hurts the camera and Seltzer gets hurt from falling off the table, dude?
That's a good question.
Well, there's only one man responsible for that job.
This is really...
Yeah. Rhea and Richie in the morning.
Yes.
Yep.
WIP. Endeavor. Yeah, you brought back some serious memories earlier when you dropped the Papoose name, dude. He was clay. I can't
see
Spike. I can't believe you never heard of him.
I'm shocked that that was Spike. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. I'll have to go listen
wasn't
when I get home.
Wasn't a mainstream rapper though.
Yeah, but I would have.
Yeah. You're normally the underground guys. Yeah, the guys that aren't the more mainstream guys.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. I'll have to go listen.
His mixtapes back in the day were great. Mm-hmm. You know, Ike, you remember a dude named Stack Bumbles?
Yes.
Out of Brooklyn?
Yep.
He was good, too.
Yeah, that's like, what the Coke boys, Jim Jones and all those guys. Or that French Montana.
Yeah.
What am I? All right, I was about to start. You got me naming stuff, calls? Dustin, that I shouldn't be naming.
Yeah.
You guys, Aaron, you know what's weird, dude? I like Aaron. I think his bit's good.
Aaron in San Diego?
He's going to be more easy, and I'm not just saying it, Spike, because I'm on the radio with you.
Yeah.
He couldn't be more wrong about when he was ripping you, saying that you didn't know what you were doing as a host. He's an absolute idiot on that one. Dude.
Well, his feelings were hurt. It's okay. You know, I'm mean to him.
Dude, when you were saying he's the worst caller, I was like, because the only other worst caller worse than him, Mad Mike, dude. That dude's the absolute...
Yeah, he's sort of over Mad Mike. His bit doesn't make sense anymore, you know? He calls in every once in a while. Aaron at San Diego, him saying I'm a bad host, well, I guess bad works, you know?
A lot of numbers disprove that, yes.
Yeah. So...
Big time, Mike, big time. Yeah, real quick, before I get to the birds, I got to give our boy Spritzy a shout out, dude.
Uh-oh.
Ring the bell. Got it for the old man for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
He wanted, full disclaimer, he's a Jerry the Camera guy.
Ooh.
So I got him the Camera book, and I had to get him a real sports book. So I had to call up Spritzy.
Yep.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the book.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Wow, well, email Kevin one, Reavy. Dude. Tell him, because according to Amazon, he's the author.
I know.
Spritz took care of the middle section with the color pictures. We got color pictures.
A lot of photos.
You know what I mean?
A lot of photos.
Well, the good thing about Fritz's book compared to DeCamera's is DeCamera basically just copied the Wikipedia section of all of those different events and put it in one book, whereas Jack and Kevin actually wrote a book. So,
I'm gonna have my dad call up next month with his full comparison.
Yeah, his review of the books.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to have it. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, sitting these guys right now is a complete mistake.
Yeah.
Complete mistake, dude. You cannot sit these guys because, like we were talking about earlier, the offense isn't. If there's one player that you can sit, it's Saquon Barkley. And unlike Spritzy and Spike, I am like Ike, and you guys know I love me some Jalen Hurts. And there's one difference that no one ever talked – well, they talk about it a lot, but it hasn't really been brought up today.
Oh, boy.
Especially when you were bringing up the Stafford comparison, because that was really – that was rubbing me the wrong
way. I'm sure.
Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback. Oh. I don't know what more you and Spritz need out of this guy. He was against your boy and Josh Allen. And don't give me – you had a caller calling up earlier complaining about Josh Allen. He was the Raiders fan. Like, you gave him business. But he was talking about Josh Allen's act. What about my Hall of Fame tight end that hasn't been playing for the past 3 weeks? What happens when he comes back? Because we weren't firing on all cylinders either. And Spritz and
– He meant right tackle.
Right.
Are you talking about Lane Johnson?
Right tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, lock in.
About Lane Johnson when he's in the game, we can actually.
You called
have
him a tight end.
You said he's a tight end. Vintage low IQ Jalen Hurts fan.
Oh God, we're going. Okay, so I messed up with Lane Johnson.
Well, you called him a tight end. That's why I was confused.
You know, what, you know what the real sad part is, Spritzy? Yeah, I did make a mess up there. Right?
All right,
but you knew who I was talking about.
No, I
actually didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know you were talking about his backside.
They have the best defense in the NFL. That is what is going to win them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Joshy.
Earlier, you can do it with an okay quarterback. Jalen Hurts does not make mistakes. He does not lose you the game.
Okay. But you would admit, so they won a game 13-12. They won a game, I think, 10-7. They won a game 13-9. And you talk about Jalen being a winning quarterback. You would acknowledge. Let me finish. You would acknowledge that giving him credit for those wins sounds pretty psychotic. Like, he won two games where he didn't even complete a pass in the second half. Like, you understand that the difference between Jalen and Josh Allen and Stafford is that there's no possible way Josh Allen or Matt Stafford are winning games not completing a pass in the second half unless they're up 38-0 at halftime. You know that, right?
You're right on that point.
Okay.
Like, you are right. But let me ask you this. If they lose, who's the first person that gets the finger pointed at them? Jalen Hurts. So when they're winning these BS wins and they're getting these BS wins, how come he's not good enough and he's not this, he's not that? Guess what? He won MVP at a Super Bowl last year.
Whoa, geez, so did Nick Foles.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I'm just saying. He won MVP of the Super Bowl, you know.
Nick Foles came in for 3-4 games, dude.
Look, cry me a river. He won the MVP of the Super Bowl 10 months ago. Can we just talk about this year? And I don't – look, I'm only forced to bring up the other guys when you guys bring them up. That's it.
Well, here you go. Before you let me go, real quick to answer your question. Anybody say Jeremy Lin yet, dude?
Jeremy Lin did have a very high, very short.
Dude, Insanity was the best.
Yeah.
It was so fun watching him. I remember I was in my apartment in Old City watching the Lakers one and the Raptors one. Just unbelievable. Like, something I always say, Foles was like the playoff football version of Jeremy Lin. It was just he was unbelievable.
Oh, no, Insanity took off.
He was so, and
he turned it into a big deal. Didn't he get a big contract?
He did from the Rockets. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maury gave him money.
Maury gave him money. But then he had the knee injury. He had knee injuries.
He won a championship with Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, was he on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
also, like, you do wonder if Melo hadn't forced him out of New York. If, you know, D'Antoni.
That's right, because he was getting too popular.
Yes.
I remember that.
D'Antoni, the perfect Jeremy Lin coach.
Could imagine you as program director of FAN during that time. You'd be like, built around Lin.
Oh, well, I would
Loogie would have been like, Jeremy Lin's the answer.
Oh, my God. Jeremy, that was an unbelievable run.
Dude, New York always has this, like, Tommy DeVito nonsense.
Yes.
Right. Yep,
Jeremy Lin.
Yep. Yeah. And then the team ends up not doing it anymore.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
So do we, I know we have Buzz, the fantasy update. Do we have one final?
Oh yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I got two final ones.
Okay. So coming up next, why don't
and they're still loading, moments.
Yes. So coming up next, why don't we do the moment?
I got here early today.
Why don't we do the moment at 5:30 and then we'll do Buzz right after the moment.
Yeah. Buzz is here for one of the moments.
Oh, okay, great. So coming up next, we will have our final best moments from the WIP afternoon show from 2025. We will get an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League in our final segment of the year. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday season. Now, Whether you're watching football, hitting slopes, or warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you do on Sunday? Start the starters or sit the starters? Final count, 55.8% say start the starters. Also, 84.7% think Elliott is not going to be able to do 100 consecutive push-ups by the end of 2026.
He might get there. He's a little, fella.
Well, and us telling him he can't.
Oh, it's going to make him want to get there.
Is he going to wear a shirt that says, not elite?
Come on. We should have him do it here on the show.
100%. I already told you. When he's ready, now we could do it just a year from now.
But when he's ready, I think we build up to it for 2 weeks and then we have the moment.
Yeah. I agree. But also when we build up, it's kind of Christmas. Are people paying attention?
No, that's what I'm saying. Even whenever he's ready. If he's ready in March, we do it in March. Confetti, that sort of stuff. So before we get to I think we should do the moments before the Buzz Fantasy Football League update. Yes. So 30 past every hour, we have been celebrating the best moments from the 2025 from the WIP Afternoon Show. Jack has two of them to celebrate here. And what do you have first, Jack?
Okay, so first, one of the most memorable moments of the year. Now, we like to say Fritz at Six is an extension of this show.
Yes.
While technically this happened on Fritz at Six and Buzz was a part of it, it really feels like an afternoon show moment.
Okay.
So who could forget this beautiful moment?
I want to leave you with this, Jack, because I know you wanted to touch on the Sixers at some point tonight. The free throw percentage for VJ Edgecombe is at 75.9%.
Oh man, it's spiraling down.
Yeah, well, the problem is, right, not that he's obviously missing free throws, but he's not getting that many attempts. He's getting 2, 3, 0 attempts.
Yeah.
And he needs to get more physical with his game, if I'm going to be completely honest. But yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 78%, and I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest, really got to go to the bathroom, so we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Fritz 6 coming up next. So don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Come back!
Oh, man. I think we led with that the next day.
Yeah.
I almost think that we led.
Prairie dog situation.
Every time I hear OG Jason in that call, his hoagie accent is so thick. It is a VJ Edgecombe.
It is.
Edgecombe.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Buzz was there, obviously.
Yeah.
He brought up his little Six Flag situation.
Yep.
I
was born to produce that moment, frankly. Yeah.
You were. I was like, if there's one person who knows what I'm going through.
Yeah.
It was Buzz.
Yeah, that was a spiritually an afternoon show moment.
Yes. It turned into an afternoon show moment.
Yeah.
Now, one moment that did happen on the afternoon show that also a lot of buzz about, you guys are not happy with this, was my big decision to hand out organic gummies.
Oh, yeah, Halloween.
Here's a little of how that sounded. Am I saving the youth of my neighborhood? Yes, no. I'm a neighborhood guy now.
By doing what?
Halloween coming up on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Horrible decision.
And while everyone out there is getting all the main sugary candy, I made the executive decision in our household to go all organic. And
what?
I'm giving out organic gummy bears on Friday. Organic fruit sticks.
Dude,
I saw the fruit stick thing. I'm like,
dude,
that's not even candy.
Are you serious?
He is.
I'm going to tell you.
I know.
I'm glad you put this out over the air.
His first year in the new neighborhood.
His first year in the neighborhood, the new neighborhood, and this is what you're starting with.
Why don't you give him pennies?
Give him raisins or something.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little cleaner. I know
Nobody
there's still sugar in it.
Nobody wants your organic fruit.
You're
or
getting
candy.
The organic gummies. You're
nobody,
getting the organic gummies.
Wants that nonsense.
Ugh. Yep, that was a big moment. That was an awfully big moment.
Yeah, a lot of traction.
Before we get to the Buzz update, two moments I would just like to give credit to. One, I couldn't believe this was 2025. I think it was Alex in Lancaster that reminded me. Is Sean Landetta's call that Buzz was here for when Freddie Mitchell said that he would shave his privates in the locker room, and that we had Sean Landetta on. Sean didn't know what we were talking about. We asked Sean Landetta about it. He was not happy
That
at
was
all.
January, I think, close to a full year ago. Yeah.
I was on paternity leave.
Yeah.
He was leading into one of the playoff games. Packers, maybe.
That was before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, before
the Super Bowl.
And it had to be Packers. That's why Freddie Mitchell was on.
Yes.
The morning show. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
And then the moment that happened after the Super Bowl was, of course, Ike and my fight about Jalen Hurts being elite the day after the Super Bowl. Happened in 2025. A legendary moment.
Legendary moment.
Yeah.
First segment.
Yes. First segment.
First segment.
218. Can I play the Ike Reese moment of the year?
No. What is it?
Well, actually,
as if he actually needed permission.
Yeah. Well, it was this.
Victory!
Oh, wow.
You heard him wavering halfway through that. You knew where it was heading.
Or closely contested.
Oh, here it is.
Was this moment.
Thank you, bro. It's great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ike Reese moments of the year.
That one was good because I
could already did that once this year.
Yeah, I know.
The good one about that one is that he didn't know he did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get.
What the hell was that?
Let's get an update on the stupid fantasy football league. None of us are in the playoffs. Oh, but there is a big moment.
Yes, sir.
For after the afternoon show. I'm sorry, Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here one final time in 2025. We're going to start with the ninth place game, which is featuring Spike. Spike versus Derek. And what a sad matchup this was. Spike had six guys in single digits. Derek had Dalton Kincaid inactive, still started him at tight end. Derek wins 76-73. Spike finishes in 10th place out of 12.
Wow. Just a horrible year for me. Mm. I hope it's like the year when the Warriors had that year from hell and then came back the next year and won the title.
Yeah.
That is what I'm hoping this year is. So hopefully I get a high lottery pick for next year.
On to the consolation bracket championship here. Ike versus Bam. 11 versus 12 seed. Only Bo Nix got in double figures for Bam. Meanwhile, Ike got 44 from Drake May, 20 from Breece Hall, 11 from A.J. Brown, and cruised to a 121-72 win. Ike won four games in the regular season, then just casually rattled off three in a row to win the consolation bracket championship. Mm.
Just unbelievable. Man. Great run by you. I'm proud of you.
Listen, the team got healthy late in the year, and they started to play better just a little late.
Yep.
Couldn't get in the playoffs. Nobody wanted to see me in the playoffs.
Well and Bam didn't see it coming.
There it is.
Yeah.
So I was just
one last time in 2025.
Yeah. And I'm hoping you take that momentum. It rolls into next year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's like the Lions when they beat the Packers at the end of the year one year.
Yes.
And next thing you know, they were in the playoffs the next year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we're going.
Yep.
New players 8 months from now will carry that for sure.
Shut up, bud.
Let's get to the third place game, the bronze medal game, if you will. Jack versus Dustin.
Oh.
Another sad matchup here featuring an inactive tight end as Jack left George Kittle in his lineup.
Ah. Oh,
Dustin's team was projected to put up 145. Jack still wins one final matchup in 2025, scoring below 100. Final score, Jack 96, Dustin 84.
What? Dustin's team. Dude. What a collapse.
Unbelievable. I'm just like Jalen.
Yeah,
under 100. All we do is win.
Play great defense.
Great defense. Third in the league this year. Third in the league.
Dustin, truly the 2023 Eagles of the Fantasy Football League.
When he faces us, he chokes.
Yeah.
Lost to all three of us.
Yeah.
Lost to me in the real championship game.
Disaster.
Yeah. What a disaster from Dustin. Mm.
Okay, Buzz?
All comes down to this. Afternoon Show Bowl 2025, Yoshi versus Marcus. I set the line at Marcus by 20, and once again, that was somehow disrespectful to Marcus. Wow. This one was not close. Marcus's only player in single digits was Nico Collins. He blows out Yoshi, 164-97.
164? Unbelievable.
We done messed around and let a juggernaut in this league.
Yeah. Dude, he's the best player we've ever had.
2025, the year of 6-7, and Marcus wins by 67.
Wow.
Which means he is back in the league in 2026, and Yoshi's charity run in this league has finally
Yoshi's
come
reign
to an end.
Of terror.
Finally.
Finally came to an end on the season's final night.
I thought we had him one more year. Yeah. He couldn't. Wow, Marcus, man.
Definitely the most dominant team in league history.
And joining us to gloat about his victory, Marcus. Congratulations, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, I'll take free wins all year long.
Wow.
I mean, really, the competition is probably how Dustin feels versus all those nine-year-olds. It's just I'm facing.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Yeah, it's okay.
We look forward to having you back next year, beating your ass.
It's going to be on your mind all year.
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, some of these games weren't even close.
Yeah, I've never seen a run like this, Marcus.
No. Quick thing for my second question answer. I want to put Spike's fantasy team on there. He had a good, 3 weeks, and then it was over from there.
Wow.
It just died off real quick.
Wow. It did. It was injuries. I don't know what to say.
It was. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Got lucky with the injury bug myself.
Well, you need injury luck.
You need luck.
Need luck. Well, congratulations, Marcus. You are back in the league for next year. We look forward to seeing you at the now we might tell you the draft is at the wrong time next
just
year.
Just so you miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to auto draft your team next year. Yeah, auto draft your team.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Yes, all seriously, man. Congratulations, brother.
There he is, Marcus. And, I want to congratulate Yoshi on his Caller of the Year award, but also your reign of terror in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League is over, Yoshi.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. I'm still stretching, man. Look, Marcus, congratulations, man. I'm playing this dude, and I swear he had five players that went off in the last 2 minutes of their games to just ignite his juggernaut game yesterday. Was saying congrats, bro. Hey, man. If Dustin is Jalen Hurts of this year, I am the Buffalo Bills of the WIP Fantasy League. I went there 3 years in a row.
In the 90s, yes.
Was saying 3 years in a row. Was saying to the tip, but just couldn't get the championship. I'm officially tired from all fantasy leagues.
Wow.
My wife, at the beginning of the year, I was like, it is too stressful getting in all these leagues and winning some, but not winning the one I really want. I mean, I won money, but I wanted this one.
You wanted this
one. Just didn't get it. It felt like you was about to say Yoshi couldn't get it, but couldn't get it up. Don't say that, bro. The way you caught yourself, don't say that. That's why I am tired as I am. Last night was my anniversary. Happy anniversary to my wife. She listening.
Right? What'd you think of the D?
What's her name? You know, been together for over 20 years, but 13 years of marriage. And, boy, it was a great night. You know what I'm talking about?
Happy anniversary, brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you.
And I was about to say, Yoshi couldn't get it up. I was going to say that. Yeah,
I know. I said, don't say that. Because me and my best friend still tied. You know what I'm talking about? And I appreciate that the call of the year. I am humbled. I love this show, man. What's saying? I just call up here, what's saying, to make people laugh, make people feel good, and have a great time while I'm doing it. And I appreciate it. What's saying? I'm really humbled by it. I practice humility. It's a great thing to have. I woke up to a bunch of texts, saying, yo, Jack, on there, you call of the year. And then I saw he had texted me at 3:38. But like I said, I'm tired from last night.
I got it. I got it.
She looking at me right now with this shaking her head. Yes, everybody know what we did last night. On a Monday night, Ike.
What'd you think of the D?
Would you stop?
Friday and went took a break on Sunday, and Monday popped off. Fireworks, baby. 4th of July, New Year.
What's wrong with him, man?
This is why he's caller of the year.
I just told you what's wrong with me, boy.
Everything is hard.
My God. All right. Happy New Year, you lunatic.
Happy New Year, baby.
Yoshi.
There is Yoshi. And final caller of the year will be Justin in Tennessee.
Hey.
Justin. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine final day for y'all this year?
Just on. What's up, brother?
Boys, I'm telling you, it's been a heck of a show today. Luckily for me, my boss ain't been at work this week. He's took off, and I've been able to listen both days. And I'm telling y'all what, man, I got a lot to hit on. But first thing with the Eagles I do want to hit on is with the starters, I want that number two seed. We need it because we saw what happened last year. But I think Kim Jurgens needs the rest. So if you can put Toth in at center and get Jurgens the rest, because man, I don't know how he got that Pro Bowl vote. I mean, I ain't trying to knock the poor boy, but I mean, you know, his back is got to be an issue. Coming off back surgery ain't no joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that can linger for a long time. So I would definitely try to see if I could rest Cam. And then by halftime, if the Bears are blowing the lines out, pull everybody.
Pull the rest of the guys.
Put your backups in. Yeah. But you got to get that number two seed, man. And I also seen something. Saquon's just like 80 yards away from a $250,000 bonus. And we know Smitty's, 40-something yards away from 1,000?
Yep.
So Saquon, man, if he
– 250 grand, I don't – look, that's a big deal to us.
Yeah.
They just give him $40 million. I don't
– still, though.
I still want that 250.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, 250, man.
Then you know what? He should have rushed for the 5 yards he carried instead of 3.5 this year. Yeah.
Well, a lot of that ain't his fault when somebody's meeting him as soon as he gets in the home.
For sure,
too,
but it is what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. And what about my man Yoshi there, man? Throwing it down on a Monday night. Come on one time now, big boy. Let it rip, Hater Chip, on a Monday. He's rolling up in there like Ric Flair. Jet flying, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, son of a gun. Woo! I'm here to tell you, boys. Yoshi just laying it down. I bet Yoshi walked in. Y'all remember that Shaft movie with Samuel L. Jackson, the first thing he done. And he tells that old gal, he says, what you want, the LD or you won't be held? She says, I want the LD. Then I won't be held. Yoshi's like, yeah, baby. You dead gum right, honey.
Yeah, and I'm the only one who knows what he's talking about.
I think I have an idea.
No, man.
No, I meant the actual movie, the scene. Oh, okay. Yes.
No, I bet anything Spike's seen that one, man. That Sam Jackson Shaft.
You seen Shaft?
Movie.
The Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, but that was – when did that come out? That was 90s,
that was
right?
The one where Christian Bale was the bad guy, yes. Man, before he was Batman. That was a good one.
Now, you know who the girl was?
No, sir.
That was Kima Greggs from The Wire.
Oh, okay.
You know, The Wire, the female detective from The Wire. Yep. Yeah, she was younger back then.
Got you. But real quick, man.
I like The Wire.
Y'all throwing down on the Tennessee boys, talking about Witten man, talking about he might, yeah, he's a good tight. Man, he's one of the best tight ends ever. He was a Cowboy, and we hate the Cowboys, and like Rio says, the dadgum sugar blue. And Peyton, yeah, he was carried to that second Super Bowl, but, you know, Peyton had to do a little heavy lifting that year, too, but Bob Sanders come back that year, the Colts won it, and that really helped them out a lot. When Bob Sanders went down, that defense went down, too, but, boys, I just wanted to get on here one more time with you, because I know y'all's going to be off the rest of the week like me, and I got to get in here and watch Tennessee hopefully kick hell out of Illinois, but I'm going to get off here. I love you, boys. I mean it. Y'all have a happy new year. I'll holler at you later, boys. We'll
All right. Next love you, Justin.
Love you, Justin.
Yep, happy new year.
Happy New Year. Final text line of the year. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
How can you compare Travis Fulgham to Sandy Koufax, Jack? You idiot. Ike defending a guy he thought was dead 2 minutes ago.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, he raises a good point. Jack, what's next?
The side effects of brain juice. Fatigue, mild headaches, nausea, dry mouth, and in rare cases, calling people from Columbus dumb. Tim in Newark.
Well,
but then naming him caller of the year.
Well, look, he drifted into Jalen dumbness. I can't take it.
It's tough.
Yeah, what's next?
We feel bad taking his money every week. It's not working. Elliot's boxing coach.
Yeah, I can't imagine Elliot is a pro boxer.
No.
He's taken a lot of boxing classes.
He's been talking about this boxing thing for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten any videos.
Nothing. What's next?
Jeopardy host, Chester, Otto, Rufus, and Zebediah. Jeopardy contestant. Who are the old-ass people below Elliot's record on the Stairmaster?
Right.
Him bragging about
that he's set the record.
About being a machine on the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Is something.
He set a record.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to that gym in, where was it? In Exton.
Yeah.
His name is up on the wall.
Yeah. What is next?
Who among us wants to hear a former NFL player whose nickname is Raw Dog talk about Sirianni's culture of toughness when you can be lectured about it by a guy who is afraid of the rain and occasionally carries a purse? Alex in Lancaster.
I do wish we had asked Elliot about his New Year's Eve plans, because I think we are all at the age...
Yeah.
Where we don't, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd be lucky if I'm up when that ball hits at 12.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to dinner at 5 o'clock or something. They come home and fall asleep with the dogs. But I'm sure Elliot has some big New Year's Eve plan.
I wouldn't be surprised. Is Elliot a New York guy? Did he do the Times Square thing?
Oh, no.
I'm sure he's done it at least once.
I'm sure he's done it, but I bet he is a bar and finger twirl.
Oh, we're getting the finger twirl.
Yeah.
I'm about to go in.
Yeah, he's going to go in.
I'm about to go in, everyone. I want one time for someone to get a video of Elliot and the finger twirl. Maybe in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening in 2025. It has been a great year. It would not be the year it was without you. So we appreciate you listening. And you're stuck with us for several more years. So
looking better, looking forward to a better 2026.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to keep making it better, dumber and dumber and dumber. You thought there were a lot of bits in 25? Oh,
wait till Elliot Week.
Oh, yeah. Elliot Week is really going to happen in
2026. I mean, we got the All-Star Game here.
Yep. World Cup.
World Cup PGA Championship at Aronimink. I'm sure we'll be out there.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. See, you're a we'll golf club, man.
Yeah, if we could do a show there, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. That's when, yeah.
2 days?
Yeah, Fritz and I, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Kidding me? Right, yeah. I can stalk, who's the
Xander.
Xander.
Yeah.
Xander. He hasn't won a tournament since.
Yeah, he has not.
All right.
Not getting Tiger back this year? No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
World
Happy
Baseball
birthday,
Classic.
Tiger. Yeah, World really Baseball Classic. Cares. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday, King James.
Oh, yeah, LeBron. The best. More LeBron. So Broads is up next.
Yes.
And thank you for listening. We will talk to you Monday. And remember, deodorant is the thief. Oh, are we doing it? Do you have it ready, Jack?
Nah, but I can get it.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
What?
Well, it's Tuesday. Well, all right.
It is early.
Yeah, but we should do it.
Yeah, we should price
it. The last one of the year.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E. A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on the touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-E-S,
Eagles! Crank it up.
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So
okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Really looking forward to another speech from Mayor Parker at a parade.
Her one from last time, it still hasn't ended.
Still going. Still going. Look, maybe you have tomorrow off. Great day to head over to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. The cars are all be waiting for you. You know, this month, they are taking care of you. Their goal is to make sure when you go in there and buy a brand new Hyundai, your car payment goes down as low as possible. And they are using every opportunity they can to do it. Opportunity one, or way one that they're doing it, is financing. As low as 0% financing on any new Hyundai at Colonial. They've got over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. They have Santa Fe's. They have Palisades. They have Tucson. So if you want an SUV because you're worried about the winter, they've got those for you there. How else are they going to get your payment down? Well, they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. They have been recognized consistently for giving you more for your trade than any other place in the Delaware Valley. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai from Colonial will drive off with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade, 0% financing. Colonial Hyundai, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.